Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
I tell you, Sunday couldn't have gone any better. Mac got the all-time scoring record. Hoosiers beat Purdue for an 11th straight time, 95-62. Big-time blowout. It was Indiana's 20th win, 9th straight year under Terry Moran. Just to show you where the culture of the program is, 13-0 at home. Still the only Big Ten team to accomplish that. And on the court, lots to like. You know, coming off that triple-double the other day. How about a career day for Chloe Moore McNeil, 22. We'll start there, Terry Moran.
I thought Chloe was really feeling it. You know, Sarah was once again really good. I thought Lexi kept her foot on the pedal for us in transition. Really proud. You know, obviously I'm so happy for Mac. I think Mac is relieved that this is over, you know, now that she can, it's one less thing she has to, not that Mac was worried about it. Mac's never worried about her own, you know, accolades. It's always been about the team for Mackenzie. And on a day like where she could get it in front of a crowd of over a little over 13,000, that's really special. And I'm sure something that she and her family will always remember.
Indiana plays at Wisconsin, 8 o'clock on Peacock on Wednesday. Pacers in Charlotte tonight, 6:30. Mark Boyle in this pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So you ask yourself the question, did the Cincinnati Reds do enough during their $108 million offseason to make up the difference between, well, falling just short last year and actually making the playoffs here in 2024? Nick Kroll, president of baseball ops, visited us as part of the Reds caravan recently.
I think first off, it's waiting, you know, making sure everybody's coming in healthy. I think the spring training will be similar, but I think last year, if you went to spring training, the one thing you saw was a lot of younger kids pushing up and pushing up. You saw the talent, and it was fun to, it was just a fun atmosphere in spring training last year, and I think it's going to continue this year. If you look at our starting pitching rotation, right, we've got 10 guys that are going to come in to start for compete for spots on the big league rotation that all pitched in the big leagues last year. You've got quality guys that are going to have to go to AAA or go to the bullpen, and we're going to have to figure that out.
That's Nick Kroll, president of baseball operations for the Reds. By the way, the pitchers and catchers reported yesterday to Goodyear, Arizona. The full squad comes in next week. Season opener is March the 28th. Reds on the radio just around the bend. Pacers in Toronto tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.